Welcome to the deep dive. Ever found yourself fighting with lighter fluid? You know, you get that chemical smell, the heat's all over the place.
Yeah, not ideal.
Exactly. So today we're diving into the chimney starter. Think of it as your shortcut to great grilling.
Right. It's about getting that perfect charcoal ignition without the fuss. Consistent heat, better flavor.
And crucially, doing it safely. That's really key, isn't it? With fire, you've got to be careful.
Absolutely. So our mission here is simple. Boil down the essentials for picking, using, and maintaining a chimney starter safely.
Okay.
We want you walking away feeling confident, ready for some worry-free grilling. We'll hit selection, setup, lighting, the whole nine yards.
All right, let's kick things off with choosing one. Seems like there are two main paths.
Pretty much. You've got your classic metal chimney starter, usually steel. They're, reliable, don't cost much.
And you just use newspaper or those little fire lighter cubes.
Exactly. Crumple some paper, stick it underneath, light it up, or you can go electric.
Ah, the modern option. Super quick, no lighter fluid smell at all, obviously. And you get like really good control over the ignition. Just plug it in.
So you weigh the pros and cons for how you like to grill.
Definitely. But whichever way you lean, metal or electric safety features are non-negotiable.
Okay, what should people look for?
Well, first off, a heat-resistant handle. That's your main protection when you're pouring those hot coals.
Makes sense.
And a stable base. You do not want that thing tipping over mid-burn. That's asking for trouble.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And think about spark guards or caps, especially if it's dry out. They help keep embers contained, prevent flare-ups. Also, match the size to your grill. A little kettle grill doesn't need a giant starter.
Right, scale it appropriately. Okay, so you've picked your starter. Now, setting up the grilling zone. This seems basic, but people mess it up, right?
Oh, all the time. You absolutely have to clear the area, get rid of anything flammable, dry leaves, paper napkins, overhanging branches.
Yeah, there's low branches.
Exactly. Designate a clear zone well away from the house, the fence, anything structural, and the surface it sits on.
Crucial. Has to be stable and heat proof. Concrete patio, brick pavers, stone good. Wooden deck, plastic table, bad. Very bad.
Learned that the hard way once. Wobble City. And wind.
Yeah, wind can be tricky. Try to shield the starter a bit if it's gusty, helps it light more evenly.
Okay, filling it up. How much charcoal do you actually put in? Just brim it.
Nah, don't overfill it. That actually messes with airflow. Aim for like two-thirds, maybe three-quarters full.
Okay.
That lets air circulate properly so it heats evenly from bottom to top, avoids those annoying hot and cold spots later.
And does the type of charcoal matter much here? Lump versus briquettes.
It does affect things. Lump charcoal lights faster, burns hotter, gives more smoke flavor, great for searing.
Right.
Briquettes are more uniform, give you a steadier, longer burn, better for, low and slow cooking where you need consistency.
Got it. So workspace clear, starter filled. Time to light it. You mentioned newspaper or cubes underneath.
Yep. Crumple a couple sheets of newspaper loosely. Don't pack it tight or use one or two lighter cubes. Place them under the starter's grate.
And then lighting it safely.
Long, lighter, or long matches. Keep your distance. And seriously, wear heat-resistant gloves right from the stage. Protect your hands.
Okay, gloves on. Then what? Just wait.
Then you wait. And this is where people get impatient. It's the biggest mistake.
How long are we talking?
Usually 15, maybe 20 minutes. You need to wait until the top layer of charcoal is covered in gray ash. That means it's properly lit all the way through.
Don't dump it when it's still black and crackling.
No, exactly. Rushing it leads to uneven heat on the grill. So patience. Once it's ashed over, gloves still on, grab that handle.
Right.
Lift it carefully, walk it to the grill, and pour the coals out with a steady, controlled motion. Don't just dump it wildly, that can cause flare-ups. Spread them evenly.
And you mentioned reusing charcoal.
Yeah. If you have partially burned coals left over after grilling, let them cool completely. Then you can often reuse them in the starter next time. Saves a bit.
Nice tip. Okay, so the starter itself is handled, but general grill safety is still huge, right?
Yeah.
Especially with that intense heat.
Oh, absolutely. You need clear boundaries. Keep kids and pets well away from the hot grill zone. No running around nearby.
Common sense, but needs
It
saying.
really does. And after the cookout, ash disposal is critical.
Don't just dump them anywhere.
No way. Let them cool completely. Could be 24, even 48 hours sometimes. Then put them in a metal container with a lid, never plastic.
Metal container, got it.
But
And fire safety gear.
always have a fire extinguisher or at least a bucket of sand or water handy. Know where it is, know how to use it, just in case.
Better safe than sorry.
And one last thing, really important. Chimney starters are strictly for outdoor use, never inside, not even in a garage. Carbon monoxide is a real risk.
Absolutely critical point. Outdoors only. So, wrapping this up, the bottom line seems to be that mastering the chimney starter isn't just about convenience.
No, it's about safety, enhancing the whole experience. These practices mean better food, less stress, more peace of mind.
Delicious food and peace of mind sounds like a perfect barbecue.
Exactly. So here's something to think about for next time you fire up the grill. Considering how much heat distribution and airflow matter with a starter, how might really understanding those nuances change how you approach grilling your favorite foods this summer? Could it unlock, maybe, a new level of precision?